Dorothy Parker in Hollywood, a monologue from the new musical You Might As Well Live. I love the money, swimming pools, Valentino gowns, $100 bras, but I hated the movies and Hollywood. All those palm trees, the ugliest vegetable God created. Even my pets didn't feel at home there. Once I took my toy poodle Cliché with me to the Beverly Hills Hotel. I was walking her across the lobby when this officious manager rushes up to me and says, Miss Parker, look at what your dog did. Well, I made myself as tall as possible, and I gave him a look that shriveled his ego, and said, I did that. Oh, in those script meetings, priceless. We were working on a picture called You Can Be Beautiful at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. It was about a Helena Rubinstein type. Sam Goldwyn asked me for a new plot twist. What about making her into a plain sort? A completely contented ugly duckling who's transformed into a tragically unhappy beauty. God damn it, Dottie! You and your goddamn sophisticated chokes. You're a great writer. You're a great wit. You're a great woman. But you haven't got a great audience. And do you know why? I simply held my breath. Because you don't want to give people what they want. That's why. But Mr. Goldwyn, people don't know what they want until you give it to them. You see that? You just did it again, Weisskrecks. I tell you, there's no money in Weisskrecks. People want a happy ending. I know this will come as a shock to you, Mr. Goldwyn, but in all history, which has held billions and billions of human beings, not a single one ever had a happy ending. And as I was making my exit, I heard him say, does anybody in here know what the hell that woman was talking about? Oh, he didn't have enough sense to bore assholes in wooden hobby horses. What the hell was I doing out there with those people? The country was in a depression. People want a happy ending. People couldn't afford a happy ending. And there we were, agonizing over mascara. In my younger days, that would have been my cue to change at Jamaica and get the hell out. But it was the 30s, and a few of us thought we were going to make the world a better place. And what better place to start than with Hollywood?